Last week, Governor Ducey signed into law legislation mandating Arizona public schools provide at least 2 recess periods per day for students.
State Senator Sylvia Allen says she sponsored the bill for a number of reasons. She says the most notable is the grading of schools based on statewide assessments, which she says has led to more schools eliminating art, music, and recess.
So the schools just start eliminating recess, and it has been a battle 3 years to be able to bring this back.
A number of schools in Arizona already have 2 recess periods. However, according to Senator Allen, not all schools were in favor of more recess.
The schools that were not doing recess, they really pushed back very hard for 3 years and did not want to be forced to have to give a recess.
Before approaching Senator Allen, some parents had gone to their local school boards to lobby for more recess. One of those parents is Christine Davis, a Madison School District parent. She founded the group Arizonans for Recess. She says the coalition views recess as a critical childhood need.
In fact, statistics show that recess just continued to shrink. And so it reached the point where when you have a basic need and you have that kind of inequity and you have that unwillingness to meet stakeholders at the local level, that's when it's time for a law.
Mark Jornstedt, executive director of the Arizona School Administrators, says schools will adjust to the new law, but it could present challenges.
Especially when we get to grades 4 and 5, there are required numbers of instructional hours to be held per year. If you're trying to meet those hours and if you don't come close, suddenly you're carving out 25 minutes a day and 5 days a week. That's a couple hours a week.
The new law doesn't mandate a set amount of time for recess and leaves it up to schools to decide how they'll implement the recess periods into their schedules. School districts and charter schools will be required to provide 2 recess periods for students in kindergarten through 3rd grade. In 2019, the law will expand to include students through 5th grade.